T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, no. My boss sent me a text. It was a one-word text. It said, squirrel. Now, that is, no, squirrel means Tom is easily distracted and has ADD. And here's the problem. I don't know what the squirrel was. It happened in the last 20 minutes. I committed a squirrel. Now, I have also been known to call it a chipmunk. Ooh, chipmunk. I've been known to do that. So hopefully I'll be clued in as to what the squirrel was in the last hour. Damn, I thought I'd conquered that, or at least held it at bay for a significant part of time. Hey, we haven't talked about it on my part of the program today, but in Surfside, Florida, have you seen the video of that building coming down? Literally, it collapsed. It was obviously without a man-made cause, at least, was it bad engineering? I don't know, but the building, it was like watching the towers coming down on 9/11 to the extent that, well, you're comparing this to that? Well, no, to the extent that it was like a pancaking thing that was caught on surveillance, and those poor people who live in that building. And the latest is there's a banging noise coming from the rubble in Florida, which hopefully means that there are live people inside the rubble that can be saved. But what a terrible, terrible situation. And when you consider the geology of Florida, I mean, they get sinkholes there in Florida. And they're not uncommon. So don't know whether it was built on land that had shifted. Don't know if there was some kind of a design flaw in the structure. But just a terrible thing to consider in Surfside, Florida. And we certainly wish the very best to the people down there. And, you know, I'm sure they're doing this, but I hope they're clanging on the concrete and on any metal sticking out of the rubble to let any survivors know that they're aware of the situation and they're trying to get them out just as soon as possible. My goodness. It is 14 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Are you guys enjoying the allergy season as much as I? Pasquale Maggiore is at Master Control. We've got a few things I want to get into here on the program. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you the first hour and a half of the show, we had John Evans, the head of the Buffalo Police PBA, and we're talking about policing in Buffalo and policing in general in 2021. And one of my questions has been and will continue to be, do you trust the police? Do you trust the police? I mean, believe it or not, not everybody listening to this show has positive things to say about the cops. Some of you have had bad experiences with the police. Now, I don't want any names of officers because I don't feel like being on the phone any more with lawyers than I already am. But, I've had good experiences. Even out of town, I've had good experiences with law enforcement. And I'll tell you why, because I don't act like an idiot. I mean, if I am asked for ID, I produce it. If I am asked whether I've been drinking, I answer the question. I don't, I don't do anything that would in any way trigger police suspicion of my activities. All right? And that white powder really is baking soda, really is. Let's get an update on a blood drive Ladies and gentlemen, look, for most of us, hey, we're happy that the COVID pandemic is over with. But for those who lost loved ones, it will always leave an indelible mark. And one of the tragic losses we had from COVID, a young lady by the name of Tatiana Rose Moore. And Tatiana was in her early 20s. She had a pre-existing situation with asthma. And what happened was she got COVID-19 and basically it destroyed her lungs, just ravaged this poor young lady's body, her lungs specifically. She was at Cleveland Clinic. She was approved for a transplant. Unfortunately, it did not happen, and Tatiana died very early in the pandemic. And right now, and for the next hour and 45 minutes, they're doing a blood drive in honor of Tatiana Rose Moore, a young lady to whose GoFundMe page many of us donated because we wanted the best possible result for Ms. Moore. And joining us quickly, we have Lori Salvatore, who is Tatiana's mother. Tatiana, thanks so much for being with us. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Tom, for having me. I'm sorry I couldn't call sooner. My phone's been in my pocket. We've had such a wonderful turnout that my phone is the last thing on my mind right now.
Well, I'm actually quite happy to hear that. Roughly, now it started at 1 o'clock. Have things been consistent, and roughly how many people have showed up?
Very consistent. We did have a line for the blood drive. They've taken away many coolers of blood back to where it goes, and we're just so proud to do this in her honor. People are so giving.
Indeed. And what kind of feedback? Now, you're the mom of Tatiana. What kind of nice feedback are you getting from the people who have showed up? And are they all people that you know or people who are strangers to you?
People that we know and lots of strangers who have heard it on the air, who have seen it on Facebook and just wanted to donate. People are just so absolutely giving, and it's just so absolutely wonderful to see.
In a word or a few words, if you will, I know that Tatiana was a magnificent young lady. Can you just tell us what she was all about?
She was all about giving back and helping others, never to do things selfishly, but to be kind and do things for other people. We have had children here today from Thomas Edison, where she was the before and after school program director. And they just want to honor Miss Tatiana. And it's so humble and it's so heartwarming to see the community come back and do this for other people in need of blood. So I'm very thankful for everybody involved, including you, who's been plugging away at this.
Well, obviously, it's my honor and my pleasure. We have connections off the air that are way too convoluted to even go into, but there's only a degree of separation between the two of us, which is how I found out about Tatiana's situation. She was the discussion at our dinner table on many a night. The blood drive itself is going until 7 o'clock. How do people still take part?
They can come in. We're taking tickets till 6 o'clock for the basket raffle. Then we're going to start drawing them because there are so many baskets. Please come on down to Sweeney Hose, 491 Zimmerman Street in North Tonawanda. We will be here till 7 o'clock if people want to come and get their baskets as well. There's hot dogs, there's chips, there's all kinds of stuff. We have cupcakes and people blowing out a candle to make a wish for her on her first heavenly birthday. So come on down.
Wait, is today the one-year anniversary?
It's her first heavenly birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I actually did not, I'd forgotten about that.
What better day to do it?
Oh, exactly. I know that it's a bittersweet day for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one that will... that you'll be able, well, you're already smiling about it, but you will continue to smile about it for months and years to come. So if somebody's listening to our show right now and they're around Sweeney Hose Company number 7 at 499 Zimmerman Street in North Tonawanda, can they just stop by and donate blood?
Absolutely. If you don't want to donate blood, you can partake in the basket raffle. Come by, say hi, get something to eat, blow out a candle in her memory. We're here till 7 o'clock. Come on down.
Have you made it clear that any Tom Brady fan will be giving all of their blood?
Yes, that has been made very clear. We've had to turn away quite a few Patriots fans.
Well, it's all in the name of saving a life. Lori Salvatore, I'm delighted that things are going very well for you. The blood drive continues until 7 o'clock tonight. You can just stop by 499 Zimmerman Street in North Tonawanda, the main hall of Sweeney Hose Company number 7. And again, that will last until 7. What is the cutoff time for people to show up to give blood?
I would say 6:45.
All right. Well, Lori, keep us posted, and my best to you on a continuing basis. And I'm glad that we're able to generate some interest and get some people down there in honor of your delightful daughter.
Thank you so much, Tom. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Lori. Lori Salvatore, Tatiana Rose Moore's mom. And she was, Tatiana, just a really, really special and awesome young lady. And I did not know that we were so close at first to Tatiana through Lori Salvatore. It's a very long story, but her story captured a lot of imaginations around here in Western New York, and a lot of people were just rooting so hard and praying so hard for Tatiana, but it was not, unfortunately, meant to be. But you know how in news stories they say, oh, so-and-so was so special. Tatiana really was a very special, caring, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young lady. And then we found out how close we were, and it's like, whoa. Apparently, I have not been clear and concise in my communications today, and for that, I do apologize. Darn it! I thought I'd mastered that. Thought I had that under control. Darn it! All right. Anyway, sorry. I'm a perfectionist. Perfectionism is no fun. Coming up on 525 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right. How are we going to round out this show? How are we going to make sure that we set a direct course for, if not perfection, at least somewhere between mediocrity and perfection? Well, I've got the idea. Number one. Because we did have John Evans from the Buffalo Police PBA on the first part of the program today, you know, the good part, because we had him on, I want to find out a couple of things from you. Do you respect police officers? Do you think most people respect police officers? And I mentioned this earlier, you know, as conservative as people think this radio station is. Of course, then again, we also get, you guys have gone liberal. You guys have turned commie, because you can never please anybody or everybody all the time. But there are people listening, I'm sure, who have not had good experiences without naming individual officers. Do you personally respect the police? And do you believe that most people do or do not respect the police? And along the law enforcement front, I want to ask you the question, if your son or daughter in 2021 said, Mommy, Daddy, I want to be a police officer when I grow up, would you be happy? Would that be a wise decision? Or would you say, oh my goodness, I must confess, as much as it grieves my heart to say this, I would try to discourage anybody from going into a career in law enforcement, frankly. And I'm not even talking about the physical risks. I'm talking about all of the risks that we have seen that have happened over the past, let's say, year and a half, whatever it's been. The legal risks, the risks of being made a pariah, vilified in social media. For example, the officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Remember the Michael Brown situation? Okay, somebody once told me, be careful when you choose your heroes. Because Michael Brown, the so-called gentle giant, he was not a hero. He wasn't. The cop who used deadly physical force against him was absolutely justified in doing so. Well, you're just saying that because you're on WBEN. No, that's what the Obama Justice Department concluded after an investigation into that shooting. Just putting it out there. If your son or daughter wanted to be an officer of the law, would you say, yes, absolutely? I could not. I could not encourage anybody to do that. There are many other things that I would like to get into as well. Does anybody want to talk about the mayor's race in the city of Buffalo? If Byron Brown did a write-in campaign, I mean, do you guys want to see Byron Brown continue as mayor? Or do you believe it is time for fresh ideas brought to the table by India Walton?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, baby, welcome. 537 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly with you. Oh, yeah. Real quickly, I do want to thank, if you listen to the program, you know that I really enjoy music. I like playing music, what little I can play. And I want to thank the guys in Hot Daddy Rocks for having me up last night to do a couple of Tom Petty songs with him at Banchetti's. And it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of nice people. And there was one guy who wanted to talk to me. And I hope he doesn't think I was being rude. But I was in the middle of a furious text. Not like anger furious, but busy furious text exchange with one of my attorneys. And it was like, it was exactly at the moment where, believe it or not, an idea was actually crystallizing in my mind. And I was typing it into the phone. So you know who you are, and I wasn't trying to be a jerk. You're the guy I said, oh, my God, I'm on the phone with my lawyers. So that's that situation. Okay, if you are just joining us, do you think, because we had the head of the Buffalo Police, PBA, on during the first part of the program, do you believe that most Americans, I'm trying to figure out the best way to phrase this question, do you think that most Americans, or most of the people you know in your own life, do they respect police officers, or do they have a problem with police officers? Is it among your circle of friends? Is it a noble and respectable profession? You know, what do you tell your kids about what to do when they are pulled over? And I made it real clear that, you know, especially once the kids start driving and they are responsible for their actions. Look, if you get pulled over, if you get lit up, you pull over immediately. If you get pulled over at night, roll your windows down and turn the overhead light on. So that your job, especially as a young man or a young woman being pulled over, your job is to make the police officer feel as comfortable as possible when they are approaching the vehicle, because police officers do not like surprises. Oh, yes, and there's something also very, very important, and it's called, and I know this might not be popular these days, but it's called compliance. A police officer has the legal authority to make a reasonable request of you, okay? You, when asked to produce your driver's license, you are to produce your driver's license. When asked to produce your FS-20, your insurance card, your vehicle registration, you need to comply with that reasonable request of a police officer. So anyway, I mean, these are things that when you watch videos of traffic stops that go sideways, go wrong, sometimes with deadly consequences. When I watch them, I say to myself, you know, if only this individual would have simply done what was asked of him or her, this individual would probably be alive today. And I know that it may, I don't know if politically incorrect is the right way to phrase it, but it might not seem like that in 2021, but it's really basic. And I'll tell you, the easier a time you give the police officer when you are pulled over, you increase your chances of it becoming an educational stop instead of a punitive stop. Now, look, there are some instances where you are not getting out of the ticket, okay? You're going to be written up. And sometimes it's because you got to show something for your eight-hour shift. You can't give everybody a break. So just the word comply, I know that it sounds rather authoritarian and totalitarian, but when you're pulled over, you can make your life a lot easier by not being a wise ass. By not being a wise ass, and oh yeah, something else too, by not being a sidewalk lawyer. Because I must tell you guys something, despite all the videos you see online, you are not going to win a legal argument on the street with a police officer. If you believe that you are innocent of that for which you are being written up, just take the ticket and contest it in court. That is where you get to make your case. Do not pull a Judge Judy. You know, don't think that it's the time for debate. And a lot of you do not know this, but I think you need to. When you are given a traffic ticket, believe it or not, that police officer is doing you a favor. Did you know that? Well, what do you mean he's doing me a favor? What do you mean she's helping me out? Because when you're pulled over for a vehicle in traffic violation, you are still violating a law. And if they were so inclined, they could actually put you in handcuffs and arrest you and take you down to the station. You can be arrested for vehicle and traffic violations. And, you know, we've all heard stories from the South. Well, I was driving in Mississippi, and you're never going to believe what happened to me. That happens. And, again, something to keep in mind, and I would urge you to tell this to your kids. And it doesn't matter what you look like, what your racial or ethnic background is. When you receive a ticket, you are being given a favor. And every cop listening knows I speak the truth. You're the recipient of a favor. You're not having your whole day ruined by having to go downtown. All right? So anyway, I think it's very, very important that you try to put yourself in the headspace of the police officer who is pulling you over. The easier you make it and the less confrontational you make it, the greater the odds that you're going to get out of that situation just fine. And it'll be a story you laugh about 10 years later and not something that becomes some tragic misunderstanding, okay? So do you believe that most people respect the police officers, or do you believe that most people, for whatever reason, think they're just a bunch of Neanderthals running around waiting to slam you with a baton? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. But wait, there's more. In the race for mayor of the city of Buffalo, I hadn't thought about asking you guys this until relatively recently in the show today, but I actually like this question. I should have whipped it out a little earlier. In the race for mayor of the city of Buffalo, whom is the better candidate for the city of Buffalo? If you could vote, and maybe you can, in the city of Buffalo, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for the guy who has been in office all these years and you know what you're going to get, Byron Brown, would you actually write in his name? That is his only chance for being reelected. And write in campaigns. I don't know exactly what the numbers are on this, but typically it is very difficult in a big election to win in a write-in campaign. You do see successful write-in campaigns in certain village elections in small towns. It's a lot easier there than it is in a major metropolitan area. So is Byron Brown the person you want in office for the next 4 years, or do you believe it is time that Buffalo takes on a different direction? Do you believe that India Walton is the proper choice for the people of Buffalo? Who is in a better position to bring prosperity, tranquility, and everything that you want as a citizen to the city of Buffalo? Is it Mayor Byron Brown, the political guy, and politics is like all he has done his entire life? Or do you want somebody who is a newcomer, even if, or maybe because they are, a Democrat socialist? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I don't want to crowd the water too much, but Subway is in the news today. I don't feel like going into all the details. Fast food. I'm going to tell you, when it comes to fast food, I don't like seeing Subway bashed. To me, as far as chains are concerned, I think Subway's products are pretty good. I love their turkey subs. And you know what else I like? Their chopped salads. Let's get some calls in here. Here is Phil in Lovejoy. Phil, welcome.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. As a lifelong Democrat and a constituent in the city of Buffalo, we do know what we're going to get with Brown. More cronyism, all the same thing. His kid gets to do what he wants to do with reckless abandon, packing patronage jobs in the city of Buffalo with all his crony friends. It's not what we want anymore.
But why? Okay, let me ask you this. Why do you think that India Walton will be any different? Because in politics, as you know, in politics, to the victor goes the spoils.
We need to get away from Brown and the cronyism. I've run a nonprofit. Me and my wife for almost 20 years in Lovejoy. Never once have I seen this man in my neighborhood. I had a drive-by shooting in front of a school 3 weeks ago where the guy was shot, ran up to kids on the playground 50 feet away saying, "You're going to kill me. Help me." And this guy ran into the school for help. You think Brown would show up? The only time I've ever seen this guy in my neighborhood is when he's passing out free fire signatures. Smoke detectors. The only time I've ever seen him. And I've tried to reach out to this man about a gambit of different things, from public stuff as a community leader and on different other levels that I've announced stuff to Common Council and such. Never can he get the lowest level person in his organization to respond, because it doesn't help him in any way. It doesn't enrich him in any way.
Now, Phil, hold on. I'd be happy to talk to you further, but because we are an evil capitalist organization, I got to take a break, and then I've got traffic, but then I want to go back to you, okay? In other words, I'm not hanging up on you at all. I want to hear more of what you have to say. So the theme that I'm picking up there from Phil is that Byron Brown is out of touch. When you got somebody from Lovejoy saying, "Hey, I haven't seen this guy." Now, when you've been mayor for that long and people aren't seeing you around, you've got an in-touch problem. And, you know, as people who listen to this show know, I'm not that hard to find. You'll see me out everywhere. And it's kind of funny, you know, last week in Marilla, somebody said, "Whoa, you do go everywhere, don't you?" And the answer is, yes, I do. And if you're a politician, the important takeaway from that is you've got to be seen. You've got to be out there with the people. Same thing to some extent in radio. You got to be out there amongst the people. Told you, I don't hang out with media people. Hang out with you guys. You're much more fun. The blood drive in memory of Tatiana Rose Moore continues until 7 o'clock tonight at Sweeney Hose number 7. And no, Kevin, it's not named after you. Sweeney Hose number 7, Zimmerman Street in North Tonawanda. And you can show up there until about 6:45, and they'll draw your blood. They really need blood. Let's go back to Phil in Lovejoy talking about the mayor's situation in the city of Buffalo. And Phil is not a fan of Mayor Brown. And am I correct, sir, in saying that your message as somebody who lives in Lovejoy is because you've never seen this guy, you believe he's out of touch?
Absolutely. You know, we run a community organization there, and we've never seen him in our neighborhood, only except for when he's giving out smoke detectors at Engine 28 on Lovejoy and Gold. He's ignored the east side. India has given us a voice. I worked on India's campaign, and they stuck me at the worst polling place that a person could pull for somebody that's not Byron Brown, which was South Buffalo on McKinley, right behind Mercy Hospital. So that being said, India gave me a voice. India gave everybody a voice. It's time to get rid of the cronyism, time to let somebody come in there, and if she doesn't do what she's supposed to do, we'll elect the next person. But it's been too much. I can't see Canal Side from my house. Canal Side looks good, but he's ignored us on the east side. So if he's completely out of touch, and we've tried over 12 years to reach out to him on a myriad of different subjects, and all he does is ignore us.
I hear what you're saying, but as far as the cronyism, politics being what it is, why do you think India would be any different as mayor? Because, you know, to the victor, the spoils do go.
Obviously, yes, and that's what a lot of these people do this for. And my mother worked as an NFTA bus driver for 27 years. She got her job as a patronage job due to the good work that she did for the Democratic Party before she got her job. I understand that. And there are patronage jobs in the city of Buffalo. But this guy sticks every relative of his, any person he might know, if it can enrich him in some way. We've had too much. Man, I know Tony Masiello. Tony Masiello stepped away. He didn't want to run again. He knew that his time was done. It's time for somebody else to serve. Byron Brown is cheapening his own legacy by saying, oh, well, I didn't care last week about you. I didn't care enough to run a good enough campaign to inform you as to why I should still be the mayor. But guess what? Now I need you. So he's trying to convince the other 80 people, or 80% of the people, to come out and write him in because now he cares about him.
Hey, Phil, I got to go because time is a factor, but I hope you call in the future. And, you know, one of the best arguments in favor of your out-of-touch theory is the fact that he didn't even campaign, and he seemed to have been totally blindsided, which kind of buttresses your theory. I'm glad you called, man. Call again, okay?
Bye, peace.
All right, Phil. It is 5:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. Thanks to Pasquale Maggiore, who's done, as always, perfect job behind the glass. He is an android. I think we've got the DNA on that from 23andMe. Nice fella, Pasquale Maggiore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.